the international financial system, as it was reconstructed after the Second World War, didn't create a level playing field. It was lopsided by design. The international financial institutions, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, were organized as shareholding companies in which the rich countries held a disproportionate share of the votes and also controlled the boards. This put the countries at the periphery at a disadvantage vis-a-vis those at the center. Ever since, the system has been dominated by the United States. At the Bretton Woods Conference, Lord Keynes proposed, but it was the head of the American delegation, Harry White, who disposed. Since then, we have gone from an almost completely regulated system to an almost completely deregulated one. But the changes were led by the United States, and the system has continued to be guided by what has become known as the Washington Consensus. Although the rules laid down by the Washington Consensus are supposed to apply to all countries equally, the United States, as the issuer of the main international currency, is more equal than the others.